Welcome to Who Is My Neighbor, a podcast about what it looks like to love your neighbor. In season four, we are sharing reflections from this year's Advent devotional, Advent in Durham, Watching for Your Dawn.
Today is the 18th day of Advent.
The reason to rejoice, Philippians 4:5 through 7, NRSV. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Waiting is not easy, but it is a necessary part of the believer's journey. Rejoice in the Lord always, again I will say rejoice, are the words Paul writes to the church at Philippi. But let's be honest, finding joy in a period of waiting is not easy. For Paul, the waiting occurs in a prison cell, and the outcome does not look promising. For the Philippians, the waiting occurs as they long for news of their beloved church leader, their pastor and friend, and their partner in mission. They have been waiting for Epaphroditus, one of their own, whom they sent to minister to Paul and who came close to death, risking his life for the work of Christ. They have been eager to hear news and hope for a good outcome. Paul is writing this letter from yet another jail cell. Like in Acts 16, he, Paul, again finds himself in prison for doing the right thing while agitating the wrong people. Paul is a living example to the Philippians of what it looks like to wait on God, even during the most adverse times. Paul urges his readers to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. But the critical phrase of this statement is in the Lord. We can have fleeting moments of joy when we receive an unexpected blessing or hear a loved one or close friend's promotion. We can experience temporary joy when we achieve a milestone or accomplish a goal in our lives. To rejoice in the Lord is completely different. This rejoicing gives our attention solely to a joy that is not only enduring, but that sustains us even when we are worn down by life's challenges. This joy is more than seasonal cheerfulness. It is a joy rooted in an ongoing relationship built on trust that can negotiate the moments of joylessness in ways that ultimately work together for good to those who love God, to those who have been called according to His purpose. Paul helps us to understand rejoicing and gentleness by following it with, "The Lord is near." Beloved, the Lord is near. Whatever we are suffering from now, whatever grief we are experiencing, whatever fears we have for our own futures, the apostle reminds us that the real King is near, and our wait can be filled with the joy of the Lord's coming. Beloved, we may never get accustomed to waiting, but we have to accept it. Not everything we want can be instant, and some things are just better when we wait. During this Advent season, we are waiting. We are waiting for a miracle. We are waiting for a sign. We are waiting for the Lord to come. We do not know when, but we know the Lord is coming. The Advent season symbolizes both the waiting for the birth of Christ and His return. The powers and principalities and wickedness in high places does not have the final say so in the matter. The suffering of the prison cell does not define or end this good news. The Lord is near. He is coming. While you are waiting, keep rejoicing. The Lord is near.
The Who Is My Neighbor podcast is a production of Durham Cares, a nonprofit that mobilizes Durham residents to love their neighbors.
Learn more at www.durhamcares.org.